This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A state employee responsible for posting passwords for Colorado's election equipment online has been fired. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold described the mistake as a very unfortunate accident. She said the passwords alone are not enough for someone to gain access to Colorado's voting machines.
We are doing everything that we can to, of course, assure the public and work with the counties. And again, this is out of an abundance of caution. We do not believe there is a security threat to Colorado's elections.
County clerks say they were not told about the password situation until the state Republican Party revealed it yesterday, even though apparently the state was aware days earlier. State officials are now changing passwords in person in all the affected counties. Hear more from Secretary of State Griswold in about 15 minutes here on CPR News. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero has earned a $17,000 bonus for meeting 85% of his goals. School Board President Kerry Olson cited his response to serving an influx of migrants and setting up 6 community hubs.
The safety audits, your dedication to sustainability across the district, we're just really grateful for all that you've done for Denver Public Schools.
The superintendent missed several goals related to student test performance and student and staff well-being. All evacuations related to the Highland Lakes fire near Divide are now lifted. Firefighters have the blaze about 80% contained as of this morning. And snowy, slick roads on eastbound I-70 in the mountains closed the interstate at exit 205 and Silverthorne to exit 216. CDOT says numerous trucks have spun out. This is CPR News.